This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Get the Hillman Morning Show on demand. Podcasts and more are always online and on your schedule at WAAF.com.
Resident know-it-all Danielle Murr with headlines.
I would love to have a nice guy, and I want the house and the white picket fence and the white Audi and the driveway and the kids and everything's perfect and photo shoots and yay.
Yo, babe.
I'm going to put up a fight so I don't look like a hoe.
And Starfleet Academy reject Mike Hsu.
Monkey didn't fly a spaceship, ladies don't have balls.
I went frisbee golfing. Because I got high.
I'm going to have a boner the whole time.
It's the Hill Man Morning Show.
It's sad that they don't have a life.
They invited a drag queen to career day.
This is not real! But it is!
I'm a mess.
I mean, I think that we at least deserve some nachos out of this because that happened.
Friday.
I know.
Friday.
It's Friday, and you notice that the show is underway at a crisp 6:01 in the morning. Have you noted that during partial dry January, I have not been late one. Have I been late one time in the? Oh, I
yeah,
was.
Yeah, just
I
once.
Was, just once.
That's a record.
Not that you're keeping track or anything over there.
As someone who's never late,
yeah.
Yes, I am.
Yes, you have a perfect attendance record.
Yeah.
Your arrival time is earlier though.
Yeah.
Than the rest of us.
He could be super late, and we would never know.
Yeah, you'd never know.
Right. That's right. That is correct. Yes.
Oh, I never thought of that. Damn it.
Well, it's a Friday, and throughout the show this morning, I promise to keep you updated on the medical condition of Pat the Patriot. A vicious attack was executed on the mascot of our beloved New England Patriots yesterday, and we will update you throughout the morning on that. The entire country hates us so much that they have had to resort to physical violence on a grown man in a costume. And I, for one, I'm not going to stand for it.
Seriously.
I will say this. Bag of cash.
Well, yeah. You think so?
Lawyer,
bag of
Larry,
cash.
Larry Army?
Larry the lawyer? Get Larry the lawyer involved?
Get him on the horn.
Yeah. Well, we have an awful lot to cover in addition to that on today's program. It is the first, and I'm guessing from some of the feedback from those of you who listen to the show, the last That Other Friday, which means that we'll have two of our favorite millennials in the studio to do a battle of the wits at 7:20 or so. So from last Friday, we will be joined by That Other Chick, Natalie, and Conspiracy Theory Tyler, and the two of them will be in here at 7:20. And as with everything on this show, there was a spirited back and forth on the social medias about whether or not you loved or absolutely detested either of the two of them. So that's why I think it will be interesting when they get in here at 7:20.
Spirited is a very kind term.
Well, there were some who did not like them at all, and there were some who really did. So we'll find out at 7:20. If you would like to be on the show at any time during the next 4 hours, you can call on the Framingham Ford studio line. That number is 617-764-WAAF, or you can text on the text line, which is 97107. And a texter is making an incredible point. 617 texter says, now that Spaz is traveling to the Super Bowl with you, Greg, for the broadcast,
yeah,
he could very easily fill in for a mortally injured Pat the Patriot.
Oh, yeah.
And make it onto the Super Bowl sideline.
Well, he wouldn't be able to see out the costume because...
Because he's too short.
Well, yeah, the screen to see out of Pat the Patriot is in the neck, which is about 6'1".
Are you saying that Spaz is actually too short to be a professional mascot?
So well, even though he could be a goat, he could be
the ass end of some kind of a donkey. Wow. If there was like a team named the Donkeys in college football, he could be the ass end of it. But
still not tall enough. He could be the leprechaun for Notre Dame.
Perfect opportunity. I mean, this is what happens. Think about whether it's entertainment or business. Oftentimes, when the boss goes down, somebody steps up, fills in, and then they take that role over, you know, and then...
I can think of one notable person.
Yes?
Some guy named Tom Brady. Right.
That's correct.
Yeah.
Yes, you are absolutely right about that, Mr. Shue. That's
well,
how that happened.
And not for nothing, if you get lucky with the right organization and the right mascot, remember who was the kid that played Lucky, the real guy?
You mean the first Lucky.
For the Celtics.
Yeah.
He made $300,000. Remember we had him on the show?
Well, you always...
he loves telling this story.
You always say this one.
He did make a ton of money.
He was making over 100, but he was not making 300. But still, over 100 is pretty good for that. But that kid had some skills.
Oh, he was talented.
When it came to gymnastics. I mean, he was like me. He was spry and quick on his feet. So, but yes,
at a buffet.
You can make what? I didn't hear you. You can make some money, I think, being a mascot.
Take the prime rib out of your ear.
Maybe in Spaz's case, he could be the, like, you know how Saddam Hussein used to have the body doubles?
Sure.
He could be the body double for Pat the Patriot so that Pat the Patriot isn't injured again in any kind of an on-field incident he was yesterday.
Yeah, he could be the pregame Pat the Patriot to take the abuse.
Right. All right. Well, you can leave a Hill Mail voicemail message on the errant attack on our mascot or on any other topic, and we're going to play your messages back at 8. And the Hill Mail voicemail number is 617-779-5463. Here's a text that says, Spaz is Greg's Super Bowl Sherpa. Sherpa.
Another great job for Spaz. He's a kid that never gives up.
That's right. He'd be a great Sherpa.
He'd make it to the top of Everest all day, every day.
Yep. Well, I think Spaz has figured his role out because yesterday on, I think it was on Instagram, he shared a photo of the fine man from the Fyre Festival documentary who was asked to do something for the team in order to get the water into Exuma the Exumas. And he said that is basically who he is. As we prepare for the 4 days of live broadcast next week from Atlanta and Super Bowl 53, LB, is that what it is? Why am I asking you?
I'm laying away from the stats today. Okay. Yesterday was a little overwhelming. I tried to go ESPN and and, yeah. and give you like solid stats and numbers. And,
not your thing.
You know, I just realized after the show, I was driving home, and I'm like, you're such an idiot. You do a sports minute.
Yeah.
You know, this isn't like
you're
an
hour long.
You're
just realizing that now? I mean, you've been here for 20
like
years.
It's Sports Center where it's an hour long show where right. you break, you know, you got an eight minute break to break down a whole segment. You know, the fact is our Patriots are the greatest franchise in the history of the NFL.
Yeah.
They have been the most relevant team for 15 years.
Yeah.
Tom Brady is the best quarterback in the history of the NFL. Bill yeah. Belichick is the best general manager, head coach in the history of the NFL. Bob Kraft is the greatest owner
yeah.
in the history of the NFL.
Yeah, I think you covered it.
And that's all we really need to know. Who cares how big Gronk's shoes are?
No,
right?
No, nobody cares about that.
You know, he had a big game.
I mean, and the shoe manufacturers. But other than that, yeah. nobody, you're right.
Yeah, yeah. I reeled it in on the way home yesterday. I was just like, you know what? Quit trying to be ESPN, man.
So should we put a timer? Like a literal timer
it's
on the
sports minute. Oh yeah. Wait.
It won't be more than a minute.
7:10 or 7:15 when we go to the first sports.
It's coming up at 7:00.
Yeah. Coming in. Right. I'm in. I'm out.
All right.
In and out.
Well, okay.
Little audio from the Patriots.
Okay. All right. Well, sounds like a new sports minute coming your way in about 40 or 50 minutes or so.
I got with a consultant.
Today's weather, it is going to be sunny, and the temperature is going to get up to 38, and it is 31 right now here in scenic, secure Brighton, Massachusetts. On the way in just a few moments, how creepy is it? A female pizza delivery woman found the wrong kind of tip when she arrived with a man's pie. Oh. And also, Florida not like the rest of us. This is a rhetorical question. If a nude person falls at a Waffle House, does anyone notice it?
Oh.
Or hear it? How does it go if a tree falls in right. the woods? Yeah. If a nude person falls at a Waffle House, does anyone notice it, and does anyone care? We will get the answer to that and the rest of today's news coming up next. Well, it's Friday, and thank you for being here this morning. We have a lot to get to on the show today, including LB's greatest moments of the last couple of weeks. We didn't get to that last Friday because we had the Millennial Olympics underway, and a couple of your favorites from the Millennial Olympics. Well, when I say favorites, about half of you find them to be your favorites, and the other half absolutely detest them. But a couple of them will be in the studio next hour for some kind of a point-counterpoint debate, and that is that other chick, Natalie.
Yeah.
The uptalker and conspiracy theorist Tyler, who will be in here with us at about 7:20.
She has a PhD in it.
She has
masters.
Oh, masters.
Yeah.
And Johnson.
The LB's greatest moments of the week will happen at 7:50. Today's weather is brought to you by Account Temps, and it is going to be sunny. And the temperature is going to get to 38 today. Great weather tomorrow for day one of the first ever Greg Hill Foundation Hill Cup Pond Hockey Tournament, which is happening on the outdoor ice down at Patriot Place at Gillette Stadium. It's called the Winter Skate at Patriot Place. You can skate there all the time, day, night.
Right.
But we have taken over the ice for most of the day tomorrow. And for the finals, the semifinals and the finals on Sunday, 32 teams of over 30 hockey hardos who are bringing it all.
Oh, yeah.
They're going to leave it all on the ice, including probably an awful lot of sweat, because I'm guessing that some of them are probably in great shape, but the rest are probably like me. So,
well, they'll still be sweating Bud Light out the right arm, Bud out the left arm.
Right, yeah, right. Exactly, LB. So, It's going to be great. The weather's going to be great for both days. And, of course, during the event on Sunday, the Patriots will be departing for the Super Bowl. So that'll make that even more exciting. Finding highly skilled accounting and finance professionals can be a challenge. AccountTemps can help. With AccountTemps' extensive network of accounting and financing contractors, you can be sure to find the right person for your exact hiring needs. Visit AccountTemps.com to learn more. AccountTemps, a Robert Half company. On the show on Monday, which will be my final day here in Massholia before I head off to bring you all of the action, the very exciting action from Radio Row at the Super Bowl. On Monday, we'll have Matt Light in the studio, and we'll talk a little bit of football with Matty Light. So,
three-time champ.
Did you happen to hear or see yesterday when Matty Light, who is was picking up a bag of cash for doing a promotion with a credit card company, surprised a local guy with some Super Bowl tickets? And he was pretending to be the courier. Have you seen this at all? It's pretty good.
Outstanding.
I think, Shu, did you grab some of this?
Yeah.
So he's working with NFL credit card.
Right.
Extra point credit card.
Yeah, with Barclays.
Okay.
Yeah.
The extra point credit card with Barclays. They were giving away a pair of tickets for the Uber Say Old Bay. And Matty was pretending to be the courier who was going to make the delivery, and here is the way that goes.
Yeah, hello. This is Jeff calling with the courier service. I have a package delivery looking for Andrew. Due to the NFL Extra Point credit card issued by Barclays and the fact that you're a very loyal customer, you're going to the Super Bowl.
No, right? Man.
No, Andrew, come on, man. Not right now. Not right now. You got a couple days, but congratulations, man.
Huh? Thank you so much.
Is that all right?
Oh, that's great.
Well, good deal, man.
Come on in. Yeah,
are we satisfied with the response by the winner? Oftentimes,
right?
You know, even on this program, we will give away a great prize, mm-hmm. and you just don't get the response.
Right.
Do you think that guy's response was equal to the Super Bowl tickets?
I think it was good. He looked really excited. He was giving Matty a big hug and looked pretty shocked.
Like, come on, he invited him into his house. Come on in.
Like, wow.
I'll make you a steak.
I know, people
look like a big guy.
People will call in from their office. It's like, you've won an all-expense-paid trip around the world for the next 7 years, and we're going to give you $6 million. They're like, wow, that's great. Thanks.
Oh, yeah, really great.
That's great. Thank you, guys. I listen to you guys every morning. That's great.
I can't. 978 text. Greg, what is your record with regard to Super Bowl appearances versus Patriots wins?
Ooh,
I'm concerned that you should not go, although last year it was Spaz that jinxed it for us. Excellent question. So I was not there last year. That was a loss. B. Hill and I were there to witness the greatest comeback in Super Bowl history against the Falcons. That was a win. I was not there during the win over Seattle, but if you remember, I had a near mortal injury on my ankle, which prevented me from going. However, Breece Hill was there for that one. Breece Hill and I were at the game in Indy, the loss against the Giants, and we were all. I was at the loss against the Giants in Arizona.
Okay.
I was there for the win. Wait a minute. There for the win against the Panthers.
Yeah.
All right, that was 500.
That was in Houston.
Yeah.
Correct?
Yeah.
And Houston was where we stayed at the hotel, and we used to have the guy, the
Indian guy,
the nice visitor to our country who owned that hotel. We used to have him on the show for the game, which was called Immigrant or Ignorant. I don't know if you could play that game on the radio in this day and age anymore. But let's see. So I guess I'm probably about, I'm a little more than 500.
I'm game over.
This would be the deciding factor. I guess.
This is not a big important game or anything. Might not be the last game for some people or anything.
I love how people think Brady's retiring. He's not retiring.
Well, I know you say that, but I think I'm.
You don't think if he wins, he might consider it?
Nope.
You don't think he's getting pressure from Giselle?
No.
Really? You're
full
of it.
I love how people
pretend
that Giselle has anything to say about what Tom does.
Oh, well, he says hello. Happy wife, happy life.
He says hello to her first thing after beating the Kansas City Chiefs.
Yeah,
first thing he says,
because he loves her. What's the big deal? The rest of us, you know,
just because you don't listen to your
wife. We all go
wife.
Out on Friday night and get ripped up with the boys, so we have to say that stuff, trying to, you know, ease it over. He's a good guy. He's a great dad, a great husband, and the GOAT when it comes to being a quarterback. And I'm telling you, he's not retiring.
Do you believe that Gronk is retiring?
No.
I do.
I think so.
Everybody does, but
he's banged up.
That's New England. That's Mass Holia at its finest.
And Belichick, you don't believe is retiring?
Never.
So you don't
Forget
think anybody? You don't think anybody is ever going to retire from the New England Patriots?
No, I'm sure they're going to retire. So you're the best quarterback in the game. What would make you? If you're the best at what you did at your job, and you're going to make. I don't know. What does Tom make? Because he always takes a pay cut. So he makes so $15 million. So you're the best person at your job, and you go to the Super Bowl. Win or lose, you're the number one or number two quarterback at your business in America. What you'd wake up in the morning and go, yeah, I got to get out of here. I've had enough.
It's certainly a bit of a. It's not your normal job. It's one in which you can take a hit and be physically affected for the rest of your life.
He's done it. He's 41.
Exactly.
Well, so how many hits has he taken?
A lot.
Why does he come? Why does he come back? Why didn't he come back? Why did he come back after year 14? You don't think for the first 13 years he got bundled?
Danielle, what is it?
He's also older now, too.
Well, yes, he is older.
I don't think LB puts enough stock in the fact that he might. Let me just make my point, and you can go talk about whatever you want. I just have one point to make. The fact that he might want to go out on top, I know you disagree with this, LB, but regardless of Tom Brady being the best quarterback to ever walk the earth, if he, for whatever, loses this game and then retires sometime down the road after the season, if we don't go back to the ship, it's always going to be, Tom Brady was the greatest quarterback ever, but he lost his final Super Bowl.
Do you think Tom Brady gives two hoots about you?
Yeah.
I think he cares about his legacy.
Yes.
I think he cares about his legacy.
Exactly.
You guys just don't get it. You're just such fans.
You're really not explaining why,
fans.
Though. It has nothing to do with being a fan. A lot of people.
Doesn't wake up in the morning and read the newspaper to find out what Patriots fans are thinking how he's going to do in the Super Bowl.
No, but
wake
he also probably would like
coffee.
To go out as a champion.
Yeah, no, that's what I did when we played the Oilers in the
Nobody
finals.
Nobody cares about you.
No, you're the exact opposite of Tom Brady.
I'm not factoring in the discussion at all.
You shouldn't even put yourself up there.
I lived it.
No, you didn't live it because now you're comparing yourself to Tom Brady.
You didn't live it.
Let me get this straight. I didn't live it. So the Stanley Cup, what are the Stanley Cup finals? What are the Stanley Cup finals? Is that not the Super Bowl? The NHL Super Bowl?
Yeah.
Yeah. You're not Tom Brady. I hate to break it to you.
Did I plan him?
Well, yes. How many minutes?
Okay, so
for a
minutes?
Long time,
I'll
you
tell
were a
you what,
trivia
I'll,
question.
I'll speak for Cam Neely.
Oh, I'm sure you'd love that.
So Cam Neely is the GOAT of the Boston Bruins.
Yeah.
Cam didn't get up in the morning and grab the newspaper while he was having breakfast to find out what the Edmonton Oilers fans thought about him.
That's not what we're talking about. Do you think Cam Neely, if he were going to his sixth Stanley Cup appearance, it's not me. There are a lot of people that share
this
sentiment.
A bunch of fans.
No, a bunch of experts, ding dong.
Yeah, who are the experts? Name one.
Mate.
Name an expert.
Mate.
I don't know because I'm not a huge sports person, but that's I'm sure Greg can back me up.
You just made this bold statement. Quote an expert.
May I ask this important question? Never mind Gronk, never mind Brady, never mind Belichick. Do you think that after what happened yesterday, Pat Patriot is going to retire?
Yeah, no.
I mean, there's no reason that a man should be subjected to violence like that in the name of an entire country who hates a professional sports franchise.
Great form tackle.
I have had it. I've had it with the way these people treat us here in Titletown. Hello, Steve.
Hey, guys. Hey, LB. I'm actually, I got you back on the Brady thing. Win or loss, I think he still hangs around another year because, you know, you got Garoppolo out of here. But Gronk is done, man. I don't care what Gronk is done after this year. He was going to be done after last year if they won. And Bill Belichick's a great coach. You said earlier, coach and GM. He's not a GM, dude. He sucks as a GM. He's a great coach, though. He's the best that ever lived. But he's not a GM. And Gronk is done after this season. I'll bet you $100, LB. Win or loss.
$100. $100, Gronk is gone. That's what that guy says. $100.
Okay.
Gronk is gone.
I don't think Gronk's gone. If Brady comes back, Gronk comes back. If Brady comes back 2 years from now, Gronk comes back. I'll just say this. Until you see a half-assed legitimate quarterback walk into that locker room to take over for Brady, Brady's not going anywhere.
Well, we had half-assed legitimate quarterback, and then he got him shipped out of town.
No disrespect,
if he's listening right now.
Yeah, but you're making my point.
What point?
Well, the point is he's not retiring because they don't have a backup for him, and
he didn't want there to be a backup.
Well, yeah, because he's coming back. He's already. I mean, I don't get it. Yeah, like yeah. So. Like, people are calling Tom Brady a liar when he says he's going to play for four more years?
No. I think he was being honest when he said that. I think, however, that the opportunity that presents itself should they win may be too great for him to say no to. If he's somebody who wants to go out on top. But who knows?
I just know what he said. He said he's playing for four more years.
It is 6:35, and we are going to play your Hillmail voicemail messages back at 8, so you can leave a Hillmail voicemail message right now on any topic. The Hillmail voicemail number is 617-779-5463. You leave a voicemail, and we will play it back, listen to it together coming up at 8. There is some breaking catch-up news for Lindy Lightswitch, which we will share in a little bit, maybe at 6:50 or so. But you had something you wanted to talk about right off the bat this morning.
Let's turn the tone positive for a second. Yesterday, we had some bad candy news about the Conversation Hearts not being available for Valentine's Day.
Yes, for the first time ever, no Conversation Hearts available.
Today, there is breaking good candy news. The owner of Duck Soup in Sudbury.
I live in the area.
Yes.
You have to say, you can't say it in just a pedestrian voice
Oh, excuse me.
That place is one of those gourmet food shops, places. Yep. You have to say duck soup in Sudbury.
I'm going to go to Duck Soup and get some. I'm Sto5o. I left my wallet at Duck Soup, and the proprietress is telling me it's not there. Anyway,
I'm going to go to downtown Concord and shop on Main Street in Concord, mm-hmm. and then I'm going to go to Duck Soup in Sudbury. Yeah. So what did the owner do?
So the owner, Louise Mawinney, won an online auction for the rights to Sky Bar.
Not a fan.
Really?
Wow.
People love it. I have never been a fan of the Sky Bar.
Why? The choice of fillings, or
yeah, it's a choice of fillings.
You don't like it?
I much prefer like a peanut butter chocolate combination.
Okay.
I'm not a. That's like a cloud. Like a. There's too much air in it. I feel as a frugal person that it's kind of airy. The Sky Bar.
Okay.
But what? So what is she going to do? She's going to make it.
She's going to go into small batch production with the Sky Bar. She actually is working with a guy named Jeff Green, who worked for Necco for 33 years. He was the former vice president of R&D there, and they're going to figure out exactly how they're going to roll this out in small batch production. So Skybar, not going anywhere, despite Necco's demise.
Well, good news.
Yes.
Yeah. You a fan, Shu?
I can't even remember if I've ever had a Skybar.
It's been around since 1938, if you can believe it or not.
It's got the four sections, caramel, vanilla, fudge, and peanut.
Yes. Yes, okay, I remember it now, yeah. So it's going to be small batch.
Yes.
That means it's going to be $10 a bar now?
Pretty much. But organic, non-GMO. Yes. Yeah,
she's got the good hook with the Necco guy.
Right, yeah.
Right?
Yes. Absolutely.
All right. Well, that's big news. You want to get to, you have time to get to the news?
No, you tell me, buddy.
That buyer's rant took up half of the freaking show this morning. I did see that the Krispy Kreme people are making conversation donuts. to fill the void of the conversation hearts.
Really?
So if you would like
Look
to...
That.
Now, that's a little bit risky, I think, because you don't want to give your beloved too many conversation donuts, or they may be... The next thing you might want to give is a conversation gym membership. Oh. You know what I mean? Oh. But maybe a half of a donut. You could share them with your beloved.
Same sayings, though? Like, be mine.
Yes.
Yeah.
Let's talk about diabetes.
Extra frosting.
Right.
Here's my insulin.
Yes. Yeah.
Jeez.
Yeah.
Those sound delicious.
All right. Well, we're going to get to the news in just a moment. If you'd like to be on the show this morning, you can call the Framingham Ford studio line. That number is 617-764-9223, or you can text on the text line, which is 97107. Well, it is That Other Friday, and That Other Chick, Natalie, up talking her way into the studio along with Conspiracy Theory Tyler in about half an hour or so. This is Ray, however, on the Framingham Ford studio line. What's going on, Ray?
Good morning, everybody. How are we doing today?
Great. Hello. How are you?
Good. So, Greg, since you will be heading to Atlanta for the Super Bowl and be on Radio Row, I'm assuming you'll have like a banner that says WAF 107.3 hanging up, you know, behind you or whatever.
Yes.
I suggest that you cover up the 107.3 and put 28.3.
That's a pretty good idea.
I like that.
That's an excellent idea.
Yeah, that is a good idea.
Tuesday, starting Tuesday, all of the excitement of the Super Bowl from Atlanta on this program with our special Super Bowl correspondent, Anthony Spaz Parzielli.
Spazzy.
You probably won't hear Spaz much because his main mission is to just run around Radio Row and steal guests who are waiting to go on other programs.
Sure.
That's his main function next week. Hello, Jesse.
Hey, guys. How's it going?
What's happening?
Pretty good. I just want everyone to know that fish tickets go on sale today, so if I get a rando ding.
Rando ding Friday?
Yeah.
Rando, what time is that, 10 o'clock?
Yeah, they go on sale at 10.
Now, the fish show at Fenway, couple hours long, and that when you buy the ticket, they guarantee that that's at least one song, correct?
It'll last a long time. You won't realize they're playing other songs.
Right. Oh, yeah, that's
but
it. Yes,
it will be, you know. Yes. And I believe that the tickets go on sale from Mohegan Sun today, and the tickets for Fenway might be next week, I think.
Oh, okay. All right.
You know. Yeah. And also, shout out to Mike Hsu. I was waiting for you to get on the show for years.
What up, bro?
So glad that you're here, man.
We'll see you at the show.
All right. Yeah, I am busy that season.
Come on.
In the summer, right?
Yeah.
Oh, shoot, I'm busy that season.
Oh, really?
Yeah, but
they could probably play Tweezer for the entire summer.
Yeah.
So you could just walk in and out at any time, really.
We'll just throw Rift on repeat.
Yeah, there you go. Oh, yeah.
Deduct the carrots from your pay, you worthless swampy fool.
We do, speaking of shows, we have some tickets to give away for Pop Evil at the Paradise on January 30th. And if you win the tickets, you could win a VIP experience with the band. So I will give those away sometime before 10 this morning, and you can win them all day. We're giving them away all day. You win your tickets and you qualify for the grand prize package, which includes the opportunity to meet Pop Evil and a swag cycle from Swagtron. Right now, though, the news. And the news this first hour is presented by
Recovery Centers of America, providing inpatient and outpatient addiction treatment services with locations in Danvers and Westminster, Massachusetts. Recovery Centers of America will take your call 24 hours a day. Call 1-800-RECOVERY or visit recoverycentersofamerica.com. Brought to you also by MyPillow. We all know that Hillman loves his MyPillows, and we know that you will too. Go to MyPillow.com and use promo code WAAF to get 50% off the 4-pack special, 2 premium bed pillows, and 2 go-anywhere travel pillows pillows. Visit MyPillow.com and use promo code WAAF to save. So the Secretary of State in Florida has resigned after some photos have surfaced of him at a private Halloween party 14 years ago.
Yes.
You can probably guess where this is going.
Yeah, it was apparently not so private because the photos have now been released. Blackface.
Yeah.
Dressed as like a Hurricane Katrina victim.
Correct. Yeah. He was wearing blackface, dressed with a Saints bandana and a shirt that actually read Katrina victim.
Okay.
So those photos have surfaced. He turned in his resignation.
Yeah.
He had been appointed by Governor Ron DeSantis only weeks earlier, and we actually have some sound from the Florida governor on this issue.
I think it's unfortunate. I think he's done a lot of good work, but, you know, at the same time, I've got to have an administration that's going to be focused on what matters to Floridians, and I don't want to get mired into kind of side controversies, and so I felt it was best to just, accept the resignation and move on. I think it's unfortunate. I think he regrets, that whole thing 14, 15 years ago, but at the same time, you know, I want people to be able to lead and not have any of these things swirling around them, so I felt it was best just move on.
Maybe he could become the spokesperson for the Saints fans lawsuit against the NFL because the Saints bandana.
Right.
So he could just move over and take.
Yeah.
Well, that's probably the right thing to do.
Yeah.
It's inappropriate. I mean, and of course, somebody hung on to the photos. What did you say the party was?
14 years ago.
Oh, it's so 14
like
years ago.
2005.
Yeah.
Four or five ish.
Yeah. Somebody was just able to pull those pictures up.
I was transfer. I found an old iPhone that I was going to give to my niece, and I happened to transfer the photos.
Popped up on my timeline.
Yes.
All right.
I got onto my MySpace, and some of the pictures were still there.
What else is in the news today?
You know what? As long as we are talking about Florida, let's do this.
Another day in Florida.
And now, another edition of Florida. Not like the rest of us.
Just remember not to go out into actual Florida. You don't want to meet those people.
Well, I'll just go right into this with the name. Freedom Rider Zobrist was arrested Monday outside a Waffle House in Pensacola, Florida, after the restaurant manager claimed she exposed her genitalia in the restaurant and then danced around nude in the parking lot.
On something, I'm guessing?
I'm guessing yes, especially based on her mugshot.
You get a free tab for that?
I don't know. If you're another person, I don't know if they comp your meal for that or just give you the free hash browns. But it happened early in the morning. She was asked to leave.
My mom used to say, nothing good happens early in the morning at a Waffle House.
Yeah. Right.
That's what she... Actually, everything good happens early morning at a Waffle House. Yeah. Or by early morning, you don't mean 6 or 7 a.m.
No.
You mean 2 or 3 a.m. In Florida.
Now, she was asked to leave by management. She did leave, but then came back around noon that same day, cursing and threatening to get a gun to shoot the manager and everyone in the restaurant.
Huh.
Ooh, that's not...
Then she reportedly tried to grab the manager's package.
Now, was she just celebrating the release of the new entree, eggs over my hammy, or what was the what did they call? They named a dish after her called hanging ham. If you'd like, would you like those scrambled or would you like those over easy or All right. We're now at the time was either Tiger Woods or Kid Rock there at the Waffle. No, they weren't? Okay.
She also licked both sides of the manager's face. Important thing to get in there.
Yeah. Okay. Well, I hope she's getting help.
Yes.
We can only hope that she's getting help, and that is Florida, not like the rest of us.
The brother of accused kidnapper Victor Pena has stepped up to defend him.
To defend him?
Yeah, saying this is, you'll love this. Basically, it was a big misunderstanding.
Yeah, this is like, I was binging all night into the wee hours on the new Ted Bundy documentary on Netflix, which is extraordinary.
That looks good.
It's called the Ted Bundy Tapes. Mm-hmm. And this is like Bundy's mom, who is in all the news reports. She's talking about what a marvelous young man he is and about how he's wrongly. They're like presenting evidence that Ted Bundy strangled, you know, 48 women or something. And his mom is standing outside the courthouse saying that she loves him and he'll be he'll be vindicated at some point. So this kid's brother is standing up for him and saying what? That the kidnapping victim was Olivia's her name?
Olivia Ambrose. He's alleged, the brother is alleging that Olivia went with Victor willingly.
Went willingly.
And this was not a kidnapping and that she was just somehow embarrassed that she went with him and just didn't want to contact her family.
We've seen the surveillance tape where he's basically holding her up.
Right. Yeah, that's not
because
willing.
She's intoxicated or had been drugged or something.
Yeah.
So would he do this on the news?
He
or?
Did. Yeah. Jose Pena spoke with Channel 4.
Only those two people and God know what happened that day. But I'll tell you this right now. She went at her own will and 100% positive. The only thing he said, if she went with me, I don't force her. I don't grab her. And we grew up together. Now, this is not my brother mentality. If she being kidnapped, she should be with a robe or sent to her mom. When the police opened the door, she was standing right next to my brother in the kitchen.
Yes, crying with a horrified look on her face with no phone.
You're kidding me.
Give me a break.
I mean, you know, the audacity of these people. I mean, it's really, okay.
I don't know. Yeah. Maybe if the guy hadn't spent the last 10 years leering at women in Downtown Crossing, that might be like somewhat.
Yeah.
But
well, it's that old chestnut. Yeah. He murdered that person?
What?
You know, he's been such a nice guy. He's been a great neighbor.
Wow. Yeah. Really shocked.
I don't buy that. All right. What else?
Ooh, let's get to this.
And now,
his intentions go from creepy to pornographic.
The Hillman Morning Show presents...
I know you think you're some sort of smooth-talking ladies' man, but the truth is you are just pathetic and creepy.
How creepy is it?
Did he ever do this?
Well, unfortunately, a female pizza delivery driver in Southeast Michigan got more than she bargained for when showing up to Christopher Owens' house in Woodhaven, Michigan. He ordered a pizza from Domino's earlier this month. He's 30 years old. And when the female delivery driver got to his home, she noticed his junk was hanging out of the fly area of his pajama pants.
Not right. Not right.
He was just trying to give her a tip.
That happens all the time by accident.
Just the tip.
Maybe so, but he was actively, you know, touching himself.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.